Podcast is an independent production and has a joint sales agreement with Devil Radio. Enjoy.
Hey folks, let's spend some time with friends up north. Pat Kreitlow of Up North News is on Lake Wissota. Kristen Bry of Asgos, Wisconsin is along Lake Michigan. And up on Lake Minocqua is Kirk Bankstead of the Minocqua Brewing Company. Wherever you are, welcome, because you're up north.
Welcome to the cabin. You've made it up north. Nice to have you here. I'm Pat Kreitlow, managing editor of UpNorthNewsWI.com.
And I'm Kristen Bryan. You can find my short political comedy videos at As Goes Wisconsin.
And I'm Kirk Bankstead, owner of the Minocqua Brewing Company and adulator of Pat Kreitlow.
Oh, my goodness.
Would you say adulator?
Adulator. Adulate him. Does that work?
Yeah. Well, you know, June is Pride Month, and then July is Adulation Month. So these things go in a certain order.
You just went there.
You the agitator? Is that the
agitator?
I think adulate's a real word. I think it means I like him a lot.
All right. Let's turn to aggregators here, as well as agitators, and aggregate some news. First, we want to tell you we join you live every Wednesday evening at 7 on Devil Radio, News Talk 92.7, and play it back over the weekend. We post it over at upnorthpodcast.com. Devil Radio now has a brand new app. You can download the app and listen live Wednesdays at 7 or on demand, as you like. Our email address is info@upnorthpodcast.com. And the guest in our second half hour is State Representative Francesca Hung. So we're going to warn you, swears may follow, which is funny because we normally worry about that with Kristen, but now we have somebody else to worry about it instead.
Do we have a swear button?
We've been on this radio station together multiple times and managed to not curse on live radio. So I think we'll be able to do it again tonight because we actually usually we have to do like hold out over a course of an hour, and tonight we only have to do it for like 10 minutes.
Evan, the producer over there, is telling us we have like a swear button that
we do have a dump button. Let's try to avoid using it, although I can guarantee we're starting with swears right from the get-go just based on what Representative Hung put on Twitter just today, referring to Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce as whiny little bitches. But you'll just have to wait for that to come down. Before we get there, before we check some headlines, there were a couple of racing machines that did not do well recently. Obviously, some folks know that whatever the name is of the horse that won the Kentucky Derby, failed a drug test. But closer to home, my lawn tractor failed the test of time. It's done. It's done. So this is not another story. What did you call it, Kristen? He's like, I was going to talk about the lawnmower, and you want to know if it was another case.
Oh, it's like your bumblethorn.
Not the bumblethorn. It's buckthorn.
Like the problems you have as a up north homeowner as an urban renter just don't have.
No. So the one thing.
Wait, I want to know that you have a tractor mower.
Well,
that's a little bit.
No, it's like a baby John Deere, you know. It was it's 23 years old. It was like one of my first grown up purchases, you know, besides the house, of course, was to have a lawn tractor. And my wife, God bless her, was a little surprised when I got it. She knew we were talking about getting a lawn tractor, but you know, a John Deere is not exactly, you know, something you get at, you know, the corner hardware store. And I said, well, I got the John Deere because you're a farm girl. You know, you have nothing but John Deere tractors. And she's like, yeah, real tractors are what we have up north. There's a lawn tractor, but be that as it may, I had it and it used it for 23 some years, and the transmission just finally gave out.
Is this the year that you just like somehow just screw all your stuff up? You screwed up your grill, you screwed up your lawnmower, or your lawn tractor.
Wait, what did he do to his grill?
Well, no, I just got a new grill.
Oh,
that's all. That was just a Christmas present. I haven't screwed it up yet.
Yes. So wait. So now, do you just hire someone? Do you splurge on getting a new lawnmower, or do you just hire someone for this summer to do it for you?
Here's where our story turns. I have a push mower. I have a nice little push mower for kind of getting in the tight spots. You know, I mean, I'm really making this sound like an estate that we're
you
on.
You must
here.
Have an estate. You live in a castle,
over
Pat.
At Shady Acres over here on Lake Wissota. The push mower died at the same time.
Oh no!
It too is about 20 years old, and it's one of those. You know, you got to pull the cord. Pulled the cord right out. The cord had just said, that's it, checking out, see you later. So apparently there's this trend now called no mow May. You're not supposed to mow during the month of May. It's supposed to be good for the bees and the other pollinators, not to be confused with the agitators, Kirk.
Adulators.
Or the adulators.
Adulators.
Yeah. So it is now truly a no-mow May over at Kreitlow Manor. So, you know, if there's anybody listening in the area that, you know, has a kid looking to make a buck and can, you know, push a mower of their own, not mine, I'm in the market for it. Kirk, you don't, you know, you've got time. You should wander.
I'll come over to your house and mow your lawn.
No, no, no.
I have a hard time imagining you are very good at mowing lawns, Kirk. I feel like you would like do a really patchy job or like half of it and then just get distracted and walk away and be like, what do you mean? I did a great job. What are you talking about? It's done.
So I mowed my dentist lawn when I was in like the seventh and eighth grade. I got like good 20 spot and it was a big, huge, it was like on the McDill Pond in Stevens Point, Wisconsin. It was a big lawn. So I've had years and years and years of lawn mowing practice.
All right.
And that's why
you never, I don't. Don't ask me to mow your lawn.
Well,
that was my brother. That was like the very few gendered things that have in our house. My older brother got to mow the lawn and I never had to.
Oh, that's just too gender normative. We can't have
he
that.
He got to mow the lawn.
When we do finally have one of Kirk's famous keg stand parties on Lake Wissota, it will begin with Kristen breaking in whatever lawn tractor I replace this with because
that'll make a good video.
I was just going to say, that is TikTok worthy right there.
For sure.
Let's turn to a quick look at headlines here. And again, vaccinations are starting to trail off a bit here, but the messaging about getting vaccinated against COVID-19 is shifting as well. It's getting away from the mass vaccination clinics, places like the Wisconsin Center in downtown Milwaukee or Zorn Arena in Eau Claire. It's moving now toward neighborhood outreach, mobile pop-up sites, churches, other smaller venues where it's easier to do outreach that's a bit more individualized, gang. And I think that's probably where people, you know, like you probably, you know, shine best is I don't know if you naturally have any friends who are still vaccine hesitant and you're kind of working them, but that's really where a good friend or a good neighbor could make the difference and get a few more shots and a few more arms.
So, Pat, I mean, you've read some of this news. There is Ohio just today is giving their lottery system's giving $1 million for anybody who gets vaccinated and enters into a $1 million lottery. That just came out like 10 minutes ago.
Paid by the government?
Well, no, the lottery. Well, whatever the lottery bureau.
Like the lottery,
is.
Like Powerball is paying for.
It's probably a government
separate lottery.
Well, yeah, $1 million. That's a perfect idea.
That's a great idea. That's what I feel like most of this is. I mean, I think it's going to come down to some is going to be incentive, like carrot and stick and stuff like that. But I actually, who was it that was just this week that was talking about what research they've done? It's like bullying people into getting the vaccine is not going to work. And so I actually stopped myself. I was going to make a silly video talking about like kind of making fun of the people who come into my comments after I make a vaccine video telling me that I'm a sheep and blah, blah, blah. And kind of, I was going to make a video making fun of them. And then after reading that article, I decided that like I'm not going to because that's not going to help. The more encouraging and the more good information we can give out and the more we can encourage people to talk to anyone in their life who is still hesitating in a manner that is not browbeating seems like the way to go right now.
I mean, it's really like there's multiple types of people that are choosing not to get vaccinated, but a lot of them just aren't thinking about it. It's not just that they're not vaccine hesitant. I think there's a big chunk that just need to be incentivized. And obviously there's some that need their doctors to say, do it for your mom, do it for your wife, do it for your kids, you know, but like, you know, Buffalo, New York, Appleton, Oshkosh, there are obviously we're giving away beer and we're going to try to get people vaccinated. And if you get vaccinated, you get a free beer. And that is already proven to be successful. So incentivizing will get a big chunk more. And then we got to convince the folks that are anti-vax. And I don't know how we do that.
And I really just think we should have fun with it at this point, because it has been a very frustrating year of listening to people say things that aren't true from the former guy on down. And there's been a lot of trying to correct, you know, the record, as it were, and try to correct the misinformation. We've done as much of that, I think, as we can. And now it just gets to the point where we're providing instead the motivation, the incentive, the praise, the encouragement. And if that's what it takes, then so be it. So let's try to keep that, upside the way that we go, especially for somebody like Kirk, who's going to do it with free beer. Maybe we'll talk about that a little bit later. We're going to take a break right now, and Kristen's going to tell us more about election reform laws in just a moment. You're up north.